The man accused of gunning down the CEO of United Healthcare on a New York City sidewalk is charged with murder. And the Biden administration levels allegations of war crimes against two Syrians who were high-ranking members of the now ousted regime. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Tuesday, December 10th, 2024. After nearly a week of searching, the manhunt for the suspected gunman who shot and killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a New York City hotel last week is over. Police said they located the 26-year-old suspect inside a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, about 300 miles from New York on Monday, December 9th. The New York City Police Department filed first-degree murder charges against Luigi Mangione, according to court documents released Monday night. Mangione also faces charges of possession of a loaded firearm, possession of a forged driver's license, and criminal possession of a weapon. Mangione is described as a former high school valedictorian and a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania, who grew up in Maryland but has also had past addresses in California and Hawaii. Mangione was taken into custody in Altoona after authorities said a McDonald's employee recognized him as the person of interest seen in images related to Thompson's shooting death. When police arrived on the scene, they questioned Mangione. According to court documents, Mangione started to shake when asked if he'd recently been in New York City. Authorities said at first he lied about his identity. Court documents show he was carrying a black 3D printed pistol with a silencer. The NYPD said the ghost gun found on him was consistent with the one used in the murder. Ghost guns do not have serial numbers. Police said Mangione also had on him a fake ID, matching the one used by the suspect at a New York City hostel before the shooting, and a 3-page written note. That document is currently in the possession of the Altoona Police Department as part of their investigation, but just from briefly speaking with them, we don't think that there's any specific threats to other people mentioned in that document, but it does seem that he has some ill will toward corporate America, NYPD Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny said. Multiple reports Tuesday morning, December 10th, claim those writings included the phrases, "These parasites had it coming," and "It had to be done." During a press conference Monday evening, Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, a Democrat, spoke of how the killing has led to some people online sharing their frustrations and anger over the healthcare system, but emphasized that Mangione is not a martyr. In some dark corners, this killer's being hailed as a hero, Shapiro said. Hear me on this. He is no hero. The real hero in this story is the person who called 911 at McDonald's this Monday morning. The real heroes every day in our society are the women and men who put on uniforms like these and go out in our communities to keep us safe. This killer is not a hero. He should not be hailed. Mangione will remain in custody in Pennsylvania pending his extradition to New York, which is expected to take place later this week. Tensions remain high in New York after a jury acquitted U.S. Marine veteran Daniel Penny of all charges on Monday, including criminally negligent homicide in the chokehold death of a schizophrenic man whose behavior had some people on the New York subway testifying they feared for their lives. The caught-on-camera deadly incident from May 2023 saw Penny put Jordan Neely in a chokehold from behind after Neely walked up and down the F train saying, "Somebody is going to die today." Prosecutors said the chokehold lasted too long, was reckless, and resulted in the 30-year-old homeless man's death. The defense brought an expert in to show Neely was under the influence of the synthetic marijuana drug K2, arguing he died from drug use and a previous medical condition. Outside the Manhattan courthouse, Tuesday, fights broke out as protesters and counter-protesters clashed. After the verdict, Neely's father stated, "There is no justice." The United States has charged two former high-ranking Syrian intelligence officials with war crimes. The DOJ said during Bashar al-Assad's regime, Jamil Hassan and Abdul Salam Mahmoud oversaw operations of a detention facility where Americans and civilians who had been deemed enemies of the state were tortured. In other developments in the Middle East, the U.S. has also sent a special envoy to Beirut, Lebanon, to find out what happened to Austin Tice. Tice is an American journalist who vanished in Syria 12 years ago. On Sunday, December 8th, President Joe Biden said he believes Tice is still alive and his administration is committed to bringing him home. Syria has publicly denied holding Tice. Meanwhile, Israel has launched a large-scale attack on Syria, striking what it called strategic military sites after the fall of the al-Assad government. It also expanded its presence into the Golan Heights, a buffer zone along the country's border with Syria. Israel claimed the move is temporary and aimed at ensuring nearby areas are not exposed to any potential security threats, but Iran has appealed to the United Nations Security Council, saying the expansion is a flagrant violation of UN Charter, breaking a 50-year ceasefire agreement. President-elect Donald Trump's pick for defense secretary is back on Capitol Hill this week. He's looking to shore up support from Senate Republicans. Pete Hegseth met with Senators Joni Ernst and Lindsey Graham on Monday. Both had expressed concerns over allegations against Hegseth of sexual misconduct, financial mismanagement of veterans' charities, and excessive drinking. Hegseth denies a lot of it and says he is a changed man. He served in the Army in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Hegseth is scheduled to meet with 20 Republican senators this week, according to the Washington Post. Another department store chain is set to make an internet comeback. Lord & Taylor is set to relaunch in 2025 as a discount luxury e-commerce platform offering designer goods and Lord & Taylor branded products, according to its new owner. Regal Brands. Global acquired the Lord & Taylor intellectual property in September after its previous owner, Sadia Group, which had relaunched the chain as an e-commerce website in 2021, ceased operations. Regal Brands reportedly aims to position Lord & Taylor products to compete with other high-end retailers such as Saks Fifth Avenue and Nordstrom. The nominations for the 82nd Golden Globes are out. Musical Emilia Perez leads the pack with 10 nominations. No musical or comedy has ever received more Golden Globe nominations. Netflix, which acquired the rights to the film, was the big winner among studios. It garnered 13 nominations for film and 23 for television. Over on the TV side, FX's The Bear continued its award show dominance with 5 nominations. The Golden Globes will air January 5th on CBS and Paramount+.